www.thebrainfarm.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272, or you can check us out on the web, drasa.com. Let's kick it off now and go with Susan. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
I was just curious. There might be absolutely nothing to do. I had an estrogen crash about a year ago, and I feel like I'm trying to pull out of it. I had another estrogen crash at 25. So this is the second one I've had. My doctor, when I had the first one, he said, oh, this is so rare, you'll never have another one, and he's since retired. So I haven't completely pulled out of it yet, and it's been over a year. But I feel like, I went off the estrogen after about 4 months because I haven't even taken an antibiotic in over 3 years.
Right. Well, when you have an estrogen crash, so to speak, obviously you want to stay on top of the hormones. Hormones are a big issue with guys and gals. And that's why even now in medicine, they're branching off, and hormone replacement therapy is becoming almost an arm within itself. And it's not just becoming some fad, but actually it's literally giving people their life back in a lot of different ways. Now, I'm not completely in that school, just so you know. I do believe that you can get your body to produce its own hormone, even if it's begin to slow in function, whether it's estrogen or testosterone or progesterone or whatever it is. And even with a female that's gone through, she's postmenopausal, and you've already gone through, if someone's gone through menopause, they still produce estrogen in the fat cells of the body. And so, there's a lot of ways to get the body to still produce its own and do well and keep the body balanced in many areas. So when you have an estrogen crash, what happens? Well, it could be several things. You could have an issue with the pituitary gland. You can have an issue with FSH, follicle stimulating hormone, which I'm hoping and I'm assuming that the physician that you've been working with probably did all the blood tests and they've checked everything. And I know you're just saying the doc that was kind of older that gave you that info, but hopefully the one you're using now currently is doing all the blood work that's relevant to your situation, really going over it with a fine-tooth comb. And that's one thing I recommend highly, is getting blood work done, making sure that they're going over it, making sure that they're looking at every little detail, because it really is coming. It really does come down to connecting the dots. When you come down to hormones, it's nothing to play around with. Hormones are everything. If they're not balanced within the body and there's not a good level of hormone, a good environment, a homeostatic environment, where everything just is where it needs to be, then you'll feel like you do now when you have an estrogen crash. And so what do you do? Well, here's the deal. With estrogen, making sure to maintain estrogen, I'm not a big soy fan. And soy, the isoflavones, that's a big fancy word, but that's all the stuff that's in soy products, and they actually can raise estrogen. So that potentially could be a good thing, although I'm not a big fan of soy, just for a variety of reasons. I don't think it's a good quality protein, and a lot of soy products, they have pesticides in them, the way they're processed and produced and all that, and I'm not a big fan. So other ways to do that, to help with estrogen levels, they found, even through diet, is to make sure that you keep your fats, so all the good healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, so those would be like nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, butter, coconut oil, a lot of all the fats that are deemed healthy, if you will. Keeping that to about 30% of your diet. Why? Because your hormones are based around fats, and so keeping your fats up, that plays a big role. But I would if you don't have a good physician, or maybe your one is kind of checked out or retired, you know, moving to that next level, finding another physician, definitely working with, I think, an endocrinologist would be, in this sort of situation. Family doc can handle it, but I would probably want more detail with a specialist. So you might want to look into that. But yeah, one thing we know for sure, that when you have a crash of any kind, especially with estrogen, maintaining a good environment with healthy fats, one of the best things to do. Black cohosh is, you know, it's got good research behind it. From a natural perspective, it's known to work to keep estrogen levels balanced. But then you've got the offset of the FSH potentially, and also the offset of potentially progesterone being kind of a counterweight in the middle of it. So yeah, get the blood work done. Get that checked out. I think that's going to be one of the greatest tools that you have. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, drasid.com. California teens may be banned from tanning beds. Now, I know when I was younger, tanning beds had been out for a while, but they were really starting to get hot, and you know, the tanning bed little salon type deals, they used to just have them like in the gyms and the health clubs. But then they started having their own little, you know, little retail outlets where you could go in and tan, right? You buy the little tanning memberships and the whole nine yards. Well, California lawmakers are considering banning anyone younger than 18 from using tanning beds, even if a parent gives permission. I would want to cheer right now because I think this is great. Because tanning beds are horrible for our health. They really are. For our skin, for the potential of cancer. It really is. And it will, more than anything, will age your skin. You may be getting a little tan for the moment, but you are aging your skin. But the proposed law has been approved by the Senate and will be reviewed Tuesday by the Assembly Policy Committee. Currently, teens younger than 14 in the state of California are not allowed to use tanning beds, and older teens need parental permission. But parents' signatures are often forged, and tanning salons just look the other way. Obviously, they want to make money. So Ted Lieu, who proposed the stricter rules, they found that lawmakers in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania are considering banning teens younger than 18 from using tanning beds there as well. And younger than the age of 16 or 14 are being considered in two separate bills in Massachusetts. They reported exposure to UV radiation from the sun or tanning beds can cause skin cancer, we know that, premature aging, and eye damage. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the World Health Organization, the American Academy of Dermatology, and the American Medical Association, do we need any more organizations to say that they support the bans on the use of sunbeds? So I know the owners of tanning salons are freaking out now because it's going to cut down, because teens, you got to think about it. All these teens that go to proms and they're in tanning beds year round. A lot of females tanning beds year round. A lot of guys are starting to do it too. I don't really get all that, but it'll keep someone, if you're fair skinned like I am, it'll keep you from burning. So someone that takes astaxanthin on a regular basis can stay out in the sun for twice the amount of time they used to without burning. You still need to use, I think, some natural sunscreen that doesn't have all the chemicals in it. Coconut oil can be good as well. But the astaxanthin is a super supplement for reducing the oxidative damage. The other one is vitamin D. We know vitamin D is deficient. So staying out of the sunlight is not a good thing. I mean, actually getting sunlight every single day and building that up over time is really important for vitamin D levels. You might want to get a blood test done for vitamin D. That is always a smart move. The higher your vitamin D, the more you can tolerate sunlight, too. So vitamin D, astaxanthin, of course, getting plenty of fruits and vegetables. The dark leafy greens are going to be very helpful. And also plenty of omega-3 fatty acids, like in salmon, can build up your skin tolerance, avoid the sunburn, and reduce the chances of skin cancer. Stay out of the tanning beds.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
back to the show. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, we have answers. So whatever it is, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, the list goes on and on. We want to talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Caller-driven. Why? Because it's about you. And maybe you're listening to the show, you just enjoy listening, and we're glad you do. But maybe you know someone. Maybe you're not struggling with your health. Maybe you're on top of everything. But you know a friend, a family member, a loved one that you know needs some help. Well, it's a great opportunity for you to call in and talk about their health, talk about their life, and for us to come up with some great ideas to empower you. You don't have to be a doctor to go help somebody with their health. You just need information. And so what we can do is empower you. You know their situation. We'll talk about it, and maybe you can go give them some tools that will help them. You call me right now, 888-283-7272, and let's talk about somebody you love and you care about. Let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Dr. Asen.
Good to talk with you, bud.
You as well. Thank you. My question for this evening is, about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, on my right side, around the tip actually of my right nipple, has this become this white hard spot, almost like a whitehead. And if there's maybe a little discomfort, if it's, you know, with clothing rubbing against it every now and then. Other than that, there's nothing else to it other than you can tell there's, you know, you can see the whiteness of it. You can tell it's obviously there. And I've tried to figure out online what that is. I can't come across anything that would suggest it. So it's not around it on the aerial. It's right on the tip, actually.
Okay. Have you had it looked at by a dermatologist?
Not yet, no.
Yeah. I would do that. You know, when it comes to the skin, yeah, I mean, I know you're wondering if I know what it is and all that. There's a lot of could-be's when it comes to the skin. You know, when you have a little white piece of, you know, almost like a white head that changes on your nipple, any type of skin change like that, you want to just beeline to the dermatologist because they're the experts, and they're really, you need somebody's eye that's seen 2,000 different variations of skin. What in the world is this? Does that make sense? Because the textbooks are great, but when you've gone through a residency in dermatology for 4 years, you've seen everything, literally. And I just think it's smart to go to a dermatologist, you know, somebody that's been practicing for 20 years, and have them look at it. They're going to look at it and immediately be able to tell you what it is. If not, then they can biopsy it and make sure. It could just be something as simple as a pus filled or a little pustule or a little sebaceous cyst, or it could be something really simple. But beyond the tip of the nipple, probably not. So I would have them take a look at it and let them do whatever they need to, whether they remove it and they biopsy it, just to make sure it's not abnormal cell growth. But that's definitely the way to go. I would just have it checked out. Okay? And I mean, there's nothing, there's no silver bullet diet, nothing that really is a good way to go to that until you find out what in the world it is. And changes like that, you know, they can happen. And it can be something so simple. It could just be changing the skin color, or it could be, I mean, it could be something very simple. I wouldn't worry too much about it. I would just have them go look at it and let them do whatever they're going to do with it. Keep me posted, though. If you want, you can always shoot me an email at drasa.com or call me back here on the show. All right? 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. You can also make sure to sign up for Facebook and Twitter and our free email newsletter that goes out very, very soon. Secret shoppers, they're calling them, are now going to be accessing primary care. This is where Big Brother is starting to step in. I've got a little bit of a problem with this one. I do. And so does Dr. Raymond Sheltar, who's a board-certified internist in Washington. He told the LA Times that this is a pernicious practice. He called it Big Brother tactics, which I agree, which should be opposed. They're sending a team of mystery shoppers, they're calling them, which will be used by the White House to assess how the increasing shortage of primary care doctors in the United States is affecting patients. Team members will pose as patients, contact doctors' offices, request appointments to be seen, and then they're going to assess how difficult it is for people to get care when they require it, New York Times reported. And some doctors are upset that the secret shoppers won't identify themselves as working for the government. What I think would be kind of cool is, you know, they're going to call and set up the appointment. I mean, what if they get to make the appointment and then they cancel at the last minute? I think what we ought to do is charge all the late fees. See, most doctor's offices, you have to cancel within 48 hours. You get charged about $35 standard for canceling your appointment. Well, let's charge the $35. I think everybody needs to do that. That'd be great. Fund some other things. It's unbelievable. I think that really it is Big Brother stepping in, and it's too much. I mean, I know they have to figure out a way to really check it out, but at the end of the day, I mean, we know there's a shortage of primary care docs. They don't need to prove it to enhance Obamacare, I mean, and to prove a point. I mean, to get more doctors, take a lot more of the mid-levels, I think, and give them more ability, more power on the primary care front. There you go. Nurse practitioners, physician assistants, allow them to have more flexibility. And give their, I think there ought to be a little bit more standard, too, for people that are in general practice. And for docs that are out there that want to practice, but you know, maybe they don't want to do a full residency. And there are people that do in GP, but they could lower the standards for that and get people that are already medical doctors and get them that want to just be out and be GPs and do that. But definitely get the I think the mid-levels need to be bumped up a little bit if there is such a quote-unquote shortage, because it's not going to change anytime soon. The medical schools aren't opening up any more seats. That's why you've got everybody and their grandmother, high-qualified students in America. They're going outside of the country to get their education. And the education is very good outside of the country. The problem is that the shortage is because we're not opening up seats and they're still keeping it all tight-knit. And then we're going to end up having, because most people want to go into upper-end specialties. They don't want to be in primary care. And you're forcing people to go into primary care. They're going to be grumbling because they don't want to be in a, like family practice or whatnot. So it's going to create a big mess. I don't think they need to jump in and assess it this way. There has to be another way, and I hope they find it. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex. I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, drasa.com. Millions of Americans are dealing with headaches, and now they're seeking hospital help. And really, you do see this a lot. I mean, a lot of people go to their primary care doc, and they'll take whatever medicine is given to them, nortriptyline, amitriptyline, whatever they take, or whatever the doctor decides that they need based on their headache and the status of it. But headaches now, they're saying, sent more than 3 million Americans to a hospital emergency room back in 2008, and it's almost increased by a third since then, and they were for migraines. Women, of course, 3 out of 4 were emergency visits for them. And the migraines were 4 times more common in women than men. And, of course, now we're seeing, as a result, and I think really the reason we're seeing more headaches than ever, I think it's stress. Obviously, the stress that so many people are under, whether it's to make finances or whatever it might be. I mean, emotional stress, family stress, but it's a big trigger. Also, there's some genetic components to it, and there's also some vascular components to it, and there's also the structural component, you know, bones, muscles, and nerves and whatnot. And a lot of people need to get evaluated many times and have headaches by an osteopathic physician. That's a DO. It can be very, very helpful. Also, a DC, chiropractic physician, can be helpful in helping relieve headaches with the treatments that they offer. And acupuncture has really come on strong as being a key player in helping with headaches. So before you run to the emergency room thinking that, you know, that you're going to get the help that you need with a headache, I would look at possibly some of the alternative treatments that are out there before you go running in that direction. You might find some really, really good answers to help you with where you are. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asen. Big fan.
Good to talk with you, my man. What's up?
I'm trying to kick alcoholism, and I'm having a hard time with, just kicking it, you know, to begin with. But, like, when I don't drink at all, I cannot sleep. I mean, I'm up all night. I can't sleep for nothing.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if there was anything I could, any suggestions you have, natural or...
Yeah,
we try to eat healthy and...
Well, is this for you and your wife, or is this just for you yourself?
Myself.
Okay.
It's just me. I'm the only one in the house that is, you know, alcoholism.
Yeah, that's dealing with alcoholism. How long has it been going on for?
Oh, I don't know. 20 years?
20 years.
Yeah, I've been to, you know, try to get help and everything. I went through a 30-day stint twice, and I just keep failing.
Falling off the wagon.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you really want to quit?
Yeah, I really do. I really do.
No, you don't. Because you keep going back to it.
Yeah.
See, yeah, you don't. And that's why I'm asking the question. You know, do you have kids or anything? You married?
Yeah, I'm married. I've got two kids, ages 14 and 15, and they really want me to quit, too. So.
What if somebody was holding a gun to one of your kids' head and said, you know what, I'll let them live if you quit drinking. What would you do?
I guess I'd have to quit. You know,
You would have to quit.
Yeah, I do have to quit. I know that.
Well, you'd have to save his life, right?
I'm sorry.
Okay, you would have to quit to save his life if somebody was holding a gun to his head, right?
Yeah.
Well, the same is true in life. Because the reality is, if you die an early death based on your choices, and they lose their dad early, and they have to go through life where their kids are not going to get to grow up seeing you, and you are not going to get to grow up seeing them, it's a very, very selfish move.
Right.
And so every day that goes by that you keep drinking and that you continue in these habits, it's a behavior. So the root of the behavior, that's where you got to figure that out. I mean, somehow, some way, you love the alcohol more than you love your own family and more than you love yourself. But you're not willing to give it up. You won't give it up.
That's hard to face. That's hard to face.
It's true.
I know it. That's what really gets to me. I don't know.
Yeah, but you got to want it.
I really do want it, and
nobody else will do it for you.
I know it. Is there anything that would natural that would help me sleep when I don't drink?
Have you ever taken
3 or 4 days without drinking, and I just get real jittery and I can't sleep or nothing?
Hey, when
I go 3 days without sleep, maybe an hour, 2 hours a night, maybe.
When you went to the 30-day deal that you talked about, did they help you with that? Did they give you sleep medicine? Was it set up like that?
Yeah, they gave me, at first, they gave me some thing that made me, at first, it just made me a zombie. I was stoned. phone and they asked if I needed something to sleep, and they would give me something, I don't know what it was, and I would sleep, and but the next day I still felt drowsy. And so
Can you go back? Okay, when you went to that place, though, and they helped you sleep and they gave you medicine and whatnot when you got out of there, how quickly did you fall back in and start drinking?
Oh, it was a while. I went probably 6 months.
That's great.
6 months. And my thing is beer. I'm not a, I don't drink hard liquor, but I just want a beer all the time.
It's all the same. The beer's become your friend. The beer's become your friend. It's no different than somebody that's overweight saying, well, you know, the ice cream that I eat each night, at least it's organic. You know, and they're sitting there eating a pint of ice cream every single night, and they don't know why they're 400 pounds and they've got diabetes. So, I mean, I just like my ice cream. You know, meanwhile, their gut's hanging over their belt, and they've got high blood pressure and everything else. So it's become a comfort for you, and it's become your buddy. And it's like you don't want to get rid of your best friend.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's comfort.
I do understand that.
Yeah, so you just got to make a decision, man. I mean, it's there's no sugarcoating it. There's no. It always helps to have accountability. I mean, I would recommend, in my opinion, it would be smart to go back into that 30-day deal if you've got the availability to it, because, I mean, you can do that, or a lot of primary care physicians, like you have a good family doc or internist that you go to?
Nah, we go to a thing called Care Here. That she works for the city, then we've got a thing we go to that's, I don't know, it's not a regular care doctor.
Okay. Well, I would maybe look for, you know, a lot of the family doctors, they're really good at helping people come off of alcohol and, you know, drug use and whatnot. And that might be another way for you to go, really, to kind of let them walk you through the process. And they'll give you something to sleep, and they'll monitor you. You may have to go in once a week and see them for 12 weeks, but that's okay. Whatever you got, I mean, whatever you have to do to make it happen. But you need the accountability, and you need the guidance of a doctor, no doubt. And you just need that. But you've got to have, you know, you've got to have a reason. And you've got to have a reason somewhere deep inside of you that's so compelling that you will never go back. And when somebody has enough pain in their life, it will cause them to change. That's how we're wired. And when we're comfortable, we never change. But when massive action happens in our life, we'll change. You just got to make a decision. And it sounds to me like you made one in your head, but you haven't made one in your heart yet. And until it goes from your head to your heart, it won't happen. You almost got to get mad at it. Because I'll tell you something right now. You're drinking every single day, and you're an alcoholic. You are stealing time away from your kids and your family. And regardless of your opinion of yourself, I'm here to tell you that there's only one Jeff. And there's only one Jeff that your family needs to be dad, to be husband, to be what you were called to be to them. You're made for more than that, and you're letting something control you in your life that doesn't need to control you. It's dominating your health. It's stealing your health. If somebody steals from me, it's not going to be a good day for them. And I'll tell you right now, you're allowing a substance that you can control to steal your life, to cut down your years, to take away years of your life, when you can make a radical decision to change, and you can make a radical decision to be better, to do better, and to go from where you are to where you need to be, so you can be everything for them.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the show. Our food for the day are raspberries. You like raspberries? I love them. Well, we talk about food all the time. Food is our best medicine. You know, the foods that we get straight from the ground are some of the best. And obviously, you want to stay away from processed foods. And let me talk a little bit about berries. For example, a lot of people talk about organic versus non-organic foods. And one of the big misconceptions is you have to get organic or you're just not going to be healthy. But actually, they've done some studies, and although organic is obviously the better choice, they're finding that even certain frozen fruits and vegetables carry the same quality. Now, they have a lot of frozen organic, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, a lot of the berries, and they found that they're actually better than the fresh ones that you would get in the store. And they definitely will keep longer. So something to think about. And even if you can't get the organic kind, the frozen fresh berries or the frozen berries are actually really, really good. And they're great in smoothies. Obviously, they're going to make it a little bit cold, which is a good thing. But let's talk about raspberries, how the medicinal properties of it can actually transform our health. It has strong, what are called phytonutrients as antioxidants. They're antimicrobial and, of course, anti-carcinogenic. As an antioxidant food, it contains ellagic acid. Raspberries help prevent unwanted damage to cell membranes and other structures in the body by neutralizing what are called free radicals. Those are the components that give all the damage. The ellagic acid is not only a well-researched phytonutrient and a component of raspberries, however, the raspberry flavonoid content is also documented. And there's other substances like quercetin, camphanol, and also cyanin-based molecules called cyanin-3-glucoside. And so these components are classified as anthocyanins. And they belong to a group of substances that give raspberries that red rich color. And also they help reduce bacteria, fungi from the body. And also yeast-related infections can be very, very helpful. The antioxidants, they provide powerful protection. The raspberries possess about 50% higher antioxidant activity than strawberries and 3 times that of kiwis, 10 times the antioxidant activity of tomatoes. And research shows that in the Netherlands, they published a study in a journal called Biofactors that the biggest contribution in raspberries to antioxidant capacity is the ellagic acid, and it can boost activity even more than 20% of that of vitamin C, which we know one of the strong components. But raspberries, for the most part, all the way around, whether frozen or fresh, are going to provide these benefits. So something to think about. If you don't add berries, one of the best things you can add, I think, to a breakfast, along with maybe fresh goat's milk yogurt and even some omega-3 fatty acids, like a tablespoon of a good fish oil, like cod liver oil, makes a really quick breakfast. You can do it in less than 5 minutes and get out the door and have plenty of proteins, good carbohydrates, phytonutrients, and also your fatty acids. So much better than a big bagel or a bowl of Fruit Loops when you're walking out the door and a bunch of cow's milk. I mean, really? It's not hard to make better choices. And it's not hard to really make some choices that can impact your health in a great way. Gary in Atlanta, he writes, I'm 48. For the last few years, I've been living with a swollen prostate. I had an exam just a couple months ago, and my doctor says there's no danger of cancer. So what do you suggest, rather, I can do to get the swelling down? Well, the main thing you want to do, obviously you've had a PSA blood test. Your doc's probably checked everything out. They're saying everything's okay. Everything's cool. Everything's kosher. And that's great. And that's dandy. But with the prostate, when it swells, there's several components you want to think about. Number one, you want to make sure you're getting plenty of zinc. Zinc's a big mineral for the prostate. Also, saw palmetto has really good research behind it as far as supporting the prostate gland. And then one more that really has come on strong is pumpkin seed oil. Pumpkin seed oil makes a big difference in overall prostate. A guy can have, you know, a decently swollen prostate, and they've seen in research with this little combination, it come down. Now, beta-sitosterol is another component that's found in avocados. My little adage is an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away, and it really does. Eating an avocado every single day, very beneficial. Guys, if you're over 40, you should be eating avocado every day just for prevention, making sure you're getting the right nutrients, because the prostate cancer is the one that will creep on us as we get older. And it is one you do not want to mess around with. That is for sure. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Patty. Hi, Patty.
I'm calling in regards to my brother and my sister-in-law. About a month ago, they were on, they were in a serious motorcycle accident. My brother right now is just finally coming around. He was traced, and they're finally getting him to a place where he's off. But my concern is the fact that they have had him on so many sedatives, and they had him on the morphine, and I'm just looking to see if there's any way and anything I can get for him at this point that could detox him, because the effects from the morphine, I think, more or less has been really affecting his brain in a lot of ways. The way he's coming out of it, he's got a lot of short-term memory loss. And so basically, because, I mean, I've been on morphine, and I know that at one point they had my homeopath had detoxed me, so I know that that's really important. What can I do, you know, basically, even just healing-wise with him, because it's just, you know, he's got a lot of, a lot of different injuries
to really walk through, yeah. The biggest thing you can do when somebody's recovering from a crash like that and dealing with medication, heavy medication for pain, is to just watch their diet. You don't want to mess with the pain medication at this point. Working on acetylcholine levels can be smart, so you might want to do some research on the brain chemistry and keeping acetylcholine balanced. It can help. But the pain cycle from healing and the recovery from that is a real challenge. I wouldn't veer from what the physician has him doing at this point. Now, maybe once it begins to wean and heal, there's a lot you can do from a natural perspective, but I would hang tight with where he is right now. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm Asa Andrew. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any...
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.